it takes people to run a store. Even with increasing levels of automation, stocking and checkout require people. But figuring out how many people you need to run checkout and stock the store isn't rocket science. The real trick when it comes to labor is figuring out how many associates you need working the floor. In previous minutes, I've talked about using the STARS, shopper to associate ratio, in conjunction with section level conversion rates to figure out the optimal level of staffing. STARS is a great big picture metric, but today I'm going to cover a set of metrics that are more fine-grained and let you hone in on potential problems, staffing compliance, service strategies, and even real-time dynamic staffing allocations. The measurement that drives all this is interactions. When you're measuring associates and shoppers at 1 foot level accuracy and 30 frames per second, it turns out to be pretty straightforward to see when shoppers are interacting with associates. We do this by defining a proximity zone designed to capture conversational distance, and then looking for instances when shoppers and associates share that zone for a significant amount of time. We extend the basic metric by distinguishing between static and moving interactions. Cases where associates are moving with shoppers are indicative of extended interactions over product and product finding. We measure interactions as both a count and an amount of time. Doing this kind of basic interaction measurement yields a rich set of metrics, starting with the interaction count. You can take the interaction count by section and compare it to the shopper visit count and various counts based on level of shopper engagement, like lingers and considers. This tells you what percentage of shoppers to an area had an interaction and what percentage of engaged shoppers had an interaction. Further cross-tabulating these percentages against conversion rates helps determine how impactful interactions are on performance. You can also cross interactions with associate metrics to derive measures like interactions per hour and the amount and percent of time associates spend interacting with shoppers. Metrics like these can help you understand whether having increased associate presence makes a real difference and also measure differences in associate performance. Finally, you can cross-tabulate interactions with shopper journey performance to refine your understanding of associate impact and help tune interaction strategies. This kind of measurement also opens up unique experimental strategies. Since you're measuring journey, you can measure the differential impact of interactions based on when they occur in the shopper journey relative to section and store entry. This works by measuring the average time to interaction from entry for each section where an interaction occurs. Knowing how long a shopper has been in an area without an interaction can even be used as a real-time trigger to direct associates where to go. Dynamic allocation strategies are the next phase in store operations, taking analytics deep into the tactical realm. It's that ability of interaction metrics to drive so many analytic and operational improvements that make this one of the most exciting and important types of people movement measurement. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.